Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna show all of my haters love. They come for you. If you had it like me and I was in your shoes, I'd probably hate on me too. See, when you're getting big cash back, all the haters hate that, cause they hate to see you be successful. I wanna show all of my haters love. So why we
can't touch this. Can't touch this. Touch this. Can't touch this.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자. 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자. 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자. 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선호해. 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선호해. 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선호해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선호해. 그런 선호해. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 hey. 그래 바로 너 hey. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 hey. 그래 바로 너 hey. 지금부터 몇 년까지 가볼까
오빤 강남스타일
planet. We are rolling out in the 2012 this year, the last show of the year. I'm playing Train, Train. I have my beautiful lady sitting next to me now. She's going to be with me on there. And I also have my good friend Randy Hill in Hot Springs, Arkansas. How are we doing
I'm
tonight?
Afraid, brother. I'm ready to roll, brother.
You ready to roll? Andy's going to be my Randy's going to be my co-host tonight, and we're going to blow out this new going into the new year's. Coming into January, we already got some big things lined up onto the show. So I'd like to welcome everybody to the Lulu Soul Smoking Radio Show. If you're listening tonight and you want to be a part of the show, call 347-202-0263. Also like to thank our sister station tonight. So if you're listening over on the sister station that picks us up, call in 347-202-0263. We got a big lineup for you tonight. We got Buzzy's Barbecue, which is the Texas Pitmasters that won the championship in Texas on the show Pitmasters. We also have tonight Craig Sherry with Texas Pepper Jelly. I know there was a lot of talk a couple shows ago about Craig Sherry's Texas Pepper Jelly, how they was using different products. He's on the line with us tonight. I know he just got back from a big contest this weekend, or last weekend. So he's going to be joining us. And then the unsuppressed barbecue cook that does not hardly get any, wouldn't you say, Randy, any publicity-wise on the competition trail, which is Smelly Butt, Tim Seals.
Tim's a barbecue ninja, man. He's a barbecue ninja.
He's like a barbecue ninja. If you're listening tonight and you're watching the blog talk page here, you'll see a picture of him. Look at his trophy room and see what all he has on, how many trophies he has there. you know, there's a lot of people that get a lot of publicity in the barbecue world that, you know, they do great things, but there's a lot of people that a lot of people do not know about that has really huge achievements. And Tim's one of those guys. He's going to be on with us a little bit later today. You know, he might reveal a few secrets with us, so you just have to tune in and listen. That's going to be coming in around the 8 o'clock hour, which Buzzy's Barbecue is going to be our first caller tonight, which will be coming on. He might already be on the show. I don't know yet. I know I got several callers on the board. I just had to fill them in. Well, how you doing over tonight, Randy Hill?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'll tell you one thing. I know Tim Siddles well, but he kicks my ass on a regular basis.
Oh, he kicked mine, too.
You know, and the thing about Tim, he's a great guy, man. He'll smile at you, and I'm gonna do Blog Talk Shiggin tonight. I want to steal all his good shit if I'm allowed. Am I allowed?
You gonna steal? Yeah. Andy said I was sounding like I was in a well. So Andy, am I sounding better out there, buddy? Let me see if he pulls it back up on chat room. I know he's listed on chat room. He sounded like I was in a well. Let's see if see what happens. I might have to make some corrections here to see.
You
got to
get out of the well.
He
dude.
Said yes. He said yes. We sound better, so we'll stick with that. What we have. So what's going on? Interesting over there. I know y'all had some power outages over in Hot Springs.
I have no interwebs tonight, my friend.
No interwebs.
So you hear that you can do things like, you know, look up a lot of cool stuff on the internet. I've heard a rumor there may be some porn on there. I don't know. I've never checked it out. Just what I've been told. But you know, tonight I'm about to head out to my grill tonight and fire up some steaks on my new grill grates that I got for Christmas.
Okay, what kind of grill grates did you get, Randy?
I got the ones that you've seen on the. You know, that diva used to kick my ass on barbecue pitmasters that put the perfect grill marks on her pork butt on pitmasters. I'm fitting to fire them up.
Well, I'd say we got Chad with Whiskey Bents in the house now. How you doing, brother? Part of the barbecue superstars. We got a show on Tuesday nights. How you doing? We'll give a hello out to him. I said we got West Texas Pitmasters. We got about six people in the chat room right now. I see Andy Allen. And I see a couple other ones. I don't know who they are, but
I heard a rumor that Andy gets on your show and he chats naked.
He might have. There's always a lot of noise going on in my show with him. I don't know what.
Yeah, I've heard a rumor. He blames on that damn dog of his, but I think he's doing an unnatural act.
Well, let me ask you about these grill grates. What kind of grill grates were those that you got?
They're the ones that they're advertised. I'm gonna tell you, Bubba, those things will lay a damn grill mark down like you never seen. They didn't even sponsor me. I'm giving this away for free, boo. And this stuff is good. This stuff is good. And you know, they kind of divert the heat to the side, and they have kind of like an iron thing in there. It lays it down good. Not fit to put them on.
Well, what do you got on your steaks? How many steaks you cooking? What kind of steaks you cooking tonight?
I got me a little ribeye and a few fillets for my kids. And in a little bit, y'all hear a little sizzle off the grill.
Well, what'd you season them bad boys up with?
You know, a little salt. I'm doing salt and pepper tonight. I'm going to old school.
You know, I like salt and pepper on my steak, you know.
Little olive oil. I lay me a Mojo cube down to give it a little maple flavor to it. No Kingsford. This is a gas grill.
No Kingsford nut? Oh, you got a gas grill going.
I know, man. Don't tell nobody. It's our secret.
So you got the Mojo brisk going. Gonna cook a little steak action, huh?
With some maple on it, but
so he got the silver ones. Andy Allen said,
"It's about 20 freaking degrees outside. My ball sack's freezing off."
I wouldn't doubt it. Hey, there's a lot of people over there that don't have electricity where you're at, correct?
No, we don't. I don't have the interwebs. I got power. I got TV, but no interwebs. But I won't tell you, Bubba. Those energy crew people tonight, I'll buy them a damn beer.
Yeah, I know we got some places around where I live at don't have any electricity tonight. So, you know, I'm happy to have a nice warm house and some interweb. So,
Well, I want to say, what are you cooking? Your lady's on the show tonight, and she sounds like a nice person. Well, what are you going to cook for her?
I'm not cooking anything for her.
Oh, that's man, how big is your couch?
My grill is not going to be lit until probably Friday. And there's supposed to be another storm coming in, so Friday is going to be the next day. It has set since Saturday. Has not been touched.
It's okay. There's a few other...
There's a few other parts of you ain't going to be touched for a week or two either. You don't get the attitude right, bro.
What'd you say, dear?
It's okay. I ain't cooking nothing for you either.
She said she wasn't cooking anything for me either.
I got you,
babe. We'll see how that goes. We got a caller on. Let me see who this is real quick.
Is that Buzzy?
2590. Who we have on?
Hey, it's Cousin Ed from Tennessee.
Hey, Cousin Ed. Well, how you doing tonight? I tell you what. Let me put you on hold. We'll bring you back on just here shortly.
That's fine.
Hold on. All right. Hold on for me. Let me see. I'm still looking for Buzzy's Barbecue. I ain't got him on the line right now. Let me send him a text message and ask him where he's at. I know he was awful busy down there at his place earlier. He was open. He said he was busier than could be. So let's see.
I'm curious to hear what your last caller had to say.
The what?
Your last caller, man.
My last caller? Oh, you want to see what Cousin Ed said for a minute?
Yeah, Cousin Ed. I don't hear Cousin Ed.
Hey, Cousin Ed, Randy want to talk to you for a minute, so y'all just go ahead and shout
Roger.
It out while...
Go ahead, Roger.
Are you really his cousin?
friend of mine called in years ago, and kind of stuck, we're all fans.
So where you live at, Cousin Ed?
I live down around Bolivar, Tennessee, just about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour as crow flies, east of Shelby County.
So I'm thinking, if you're cooking in a barbecue contest, are you kicking Lulu's ass or what?
No, I do so much fundraising, we just don't have a lot of time for doing barbecue contests. We do cook Memphis in May, and we do cook Variety Club over in Florida, Tennessee. Of course, Memphis style, and then you've got your Variety Club to take the kids.
Are you doing the Variety Club in Memphis?
In Bartlett, out there off Summer Avenue, or off Sycamore View. Yeah.
I've cooked that one in Memphis and got my ass whipped.
There's some good cooks out there. They really are. I mean, there's of course, Killer Hogs is there, and you got me with mine. I can't think of their names, but there's a lot of good cooks comes to that Variety Club cook, and it is KCPS. So I cook with a friend of mine named Tim Allred from South Face. He's evolved. And we're primarily, our biggest thing is that we don't stuff. We're safe. Don't feel like a huge off stage that gets on stage for years.
Well, I can't tell
he's breaking up.
Yeah, I think you're breaking up. Are you?
Hold on,
you must be in a snow clone.
We got another call on the line. Let's see if this is Buzzy's Barbecue. Let's see if this is him. Let's throw his number in.
Hello?
3703709860. Who is this?
This is Buzzy Barbecue, Kerbal.
All right.
Buzzy in the house. Welcome,
Texas
Buddy.
Texas Grand Champions in the house tonight.
Ass kicker
extraordinaire, man.
Well, I'm just like you guys. I just like cooked barbecue, man. That's all there is. It was a
oh,
great
no lie, man. You like kicking some ass, too, man.
Hell of a cheer.
We all like
but,
kicking some ass.
I didn't know what to expect down there. I'm not a big competition cooker. I did about 22 years ago, and now I've got my restaurant, so I just don't do a whole lot of competition cooking because, and I'm sure you guys know about that. I don't know how many sitting around the table with you that have restaurants, but it's just one of them deals that, you know, when you get in your restaurant business and stuff, you kind of stay away from it because a lot of people think it's rigged or your stuff's not any good. You know what I mean?
It's only rigged if you know how to do it right.
Well, that's true, but Well, you get a lot of fan mail down here in Texas.
You talking about Lulu or me?
A lot of it. Some good, some bad, baby.
Hey, buddy, you did a great job on the show, man. I'm curious, what experiences did you take away from that show? I mean, what are you going to remember about it? What are you going to change anything that you're doing or what?
No, sir, I guess the key word in the whole show was Texas-style traditional barbecue. And my son and I went up there and tried to give them the best we could. We've been cooking barbecue down here for, I guess I've been in the barbecue cooking about 67. And, you know, we've cooked anywhere from all dad sheep to zebra here in Texas. We got a lot of game ranches out here. So we've tried a lot of things. And, you know, I mean, you just learn with experience, you know. We've never really messed with the injection stuff. I am watching more of the show now that I've been on there. You know, a lot of different things, you know, up in y'all's part of the country and stuff, you know, pork and that. It's not a big pork thing down here. So,
What would you consider to be traditional Texas barbecue? Because that I asked that Ernest a few weeks ago.
Well, yes, sir. And what you do, you just build a big old fire and let it burn down. You got racks on top of it. You cover it and cook it, and then you come back the next morning and just hope like hell it's ready. It's not burned.
Sounds like being a cop. what flavor profile? I mean, what are you guys doing down there? What are you cooking on? I use
oak wood here. It's really abundant here. I use live oak, dead live oak, but I custom built my own pit. I don't. It's a water pit, and my pit that I use here at my restaurant's about 11 foot tall, 15 foot long, and about 6 foot deep, and it weighs about 8,500. And
now, that cooker you use at your restaurant, is it similar to the one you use on the show?
Exactly the same. It's just, we call it Mini Me. That's old Black Betty.
So it's a bigger. Yeah, Black Betty. I should play that little music for you. Let me see if I can pull that up.
it holds water, and then you know it's a stick burner. Actually, I have a hard time with stick and we use logs down here. We don't use sticks.
Y'all use any charcoal at all?
No, sir.
Just straight up wood.
That's it. Straight up wood, baby.
So go ahead, Randy.
No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be taking over here, but what kind of flavor profiles do you guys use? I mean, you use more like a chili powder base, or you use more sweet,
sir,
more hot?
Don't. No, and actually, you know, I mean, in this part of Texas where we're at, I'm about 3.5 hours from Laredo, and I mean, you know, the farther south you go, I mean, you get more into the Spanish style spices, cilantro, chili powder, and stuff. I do use a little Camino. I don't use chili powder. I use garlic, black pepper, you know, just a variety of stuff, and mix it all together to taste. And I'm in a town about 34,000 people here. And I have a lot of retired seniors here, so I got to really watch what I cook. You know what I mean? And
all I know is you're making me damn hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you go up toward Austin, and San Antonio is about, 50 miles from me. And, I mean, you know, you get into more of the hot stuff and stuff like that. And, you know, I imagine a lot of the guys that sit around there competition cooking, you know, I mean, you're kind of going for the flavor profile, a lot of seasoning, trying to kick the judges up and, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, I mean, being in the food business now for 20 years, you got to kind of watch what you serve your clientele here. You know, being in a bigger city with a larger population, you know, you can kick up your sauce a little bit and make it a little spicier and that kind of thing. But we do mostly beef brisket down here. I do a lot of pork loin, pork ribs, but, you know, basically chicken, sausage, and turkey breast we have down here. So,
I got a sound y'all got to hear. Listen to this.
You hear the sizzle, my friend? I heard the sizzle, my friend. That's that steak going on the grill, wasn't it?
You did. Yeah, that was a 3-pound bone-in ribeye actually, down here in Texas, we can't afford those. Our oil wells are dry, too. But
Well, that's why I put this on. I wanted to ask you about that. What was your thought process of that bone-in ribeye, my friend?
Well, when I looked at that, I kind of like fell over backwards because, I mean, we cook steaks about, you know, inch and a half. And then when I saw that one, I'm like, oh, my God, you know, what am I going to do with this, you know?
That was like a foot thick, wasn't it?
Well, we buy a seven bone roast that we throw in the oven here and kind of cook all day long, you know, with mashed potatoes and stuff at home. And when I saw that, I told my son, I said, my God, I've cooked a lot of steaks, but, you know, I could have got three out of that one.
That's what Randy's doing right now. He's cooking some steaks on the old gas grill tonight. You can hear the sizzle there from a Mountain Wood Great Company.
I wish I had some smell-o-vision, man.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
I mean,
I tell you what, and a lot of people said that too, because well, the wind's out of the north, man. I'm out the back door right now, catching a little of this cool air here. Y'all get any bad weather up there?
I got about a half a foot of snow on the ground right now.
We got about a half a foot of snow.
Well, we got about 2 foot of dust and some strong wind that's colder than hell. But anyway. But actually, being on the show was just a great privilege. I had a good time. You know, I didn't anticipate even winning it because it was a lot of good cooks. Like you guys up in that part of the country, I mean, you know, everybody cooks a lot of barbecue. And, I mean, you know, y'all are weekend warriors like myself. And, you know, I mean, I just love cooking barbecue like you guys. And I appreciate your radio show, too, and having me on here. And
well, I appreciate you coming on.
Well, hey, man, I tell you what, it's all a good thing. You guys ever get down this part of the country much?
Not usually,
I'm thinking about
taking a train to come down there and just kind of eat some barbecue in all the different spots.
Well, do you need to come on down? There's quite a few barbecue places here, and I'm sure there's a bunch in y'all's part of the world. But,
good. That's just point blank, but I mean, most of them are not.
I'm going to bite my tongue on that one, man.
Oh, come on. Let me ask you this. If somebody come down to Texas and they was wanting to eat barbecue, name three places you would pick out for them to come eat barbecue. You can name yourself as one.
You know what? I got friends that call me and ask me what I'm doing on the weekend. Why don't you come over and eat some barbecue? And I said, my God, are you serious? Can we fry catfish or boil some shrimp or, you know.
Eat stew or something else?
Well, yeah, I'm something, man. But, you know, I'm not going to say anything. But, you know, there are a lot of good barbecue places here. Aaron Franklin's got a real nice place in Austin. And Wayne Mueller. Darren Taylor, he's got a good place. He does a real fine job with it. And Aaron there in Austin does a real fine job with his. And, you know, I'm glad to be associated with those guys here in Texas because they're good cooks. And, you know, being up there in Bedford for the Blues Fest and Myram, Tuffy, you know, I mean, them guys are bad to the bone, big money winners. And, you know, it was just a great honor and a privilege to get to be up there and stand in front of them and try your thing. You know what it is?
Yes,
sir. Hey, Buzzy, what
yes,
kind
sir.
Of comps do you typically cook in, KCBS, IBCA, or what, down there in Texas?
Well, actually, you know, I mean, that was really strange to me because, you know, the Kansas City style, you know, being in Texas, and, you know, I don't cook in a lot of competition, so I really don't know all the rules and regulations that they have. And, you know, it was just on a fluke. We got to go up there and stuff. But, you know, we just do it like we always do it, you know. And I mean, if they throw some stuff on the side, just hope like hell you can give them what they want and the flavors that they like. And, you know, it's just one of them deals. You know, it's a crapshoot. It's like going to Vegas.
With strippers
yeah,
and
coming back broke.
No. My wife's probably listening to this on the internet right now.
I'm sorry,
you guys
going
to
church and talking about Jesus and whatnot.
Right.
Hey, Buzzy, if I came down to Texas, and you're a cook for me and Cody tonight, what would you cook us? What would you cook for us, man?
Well, just whatever you'd like to have. You know, I'd give you a little bit, you know, everything that's here. You know, I mean, yeah, you're not going to come down here for one thing. What do you like to eat?
I want some Texas sausage. Tell me what kind of sausage you have. I am drooling over some Texas sausage right now. I want some brisket,
okay,
but some Texas sausage I'm really wanting.
Well, I use a beef and pork mixture, and
so
I have a buddy that does it for me.
Okay.
Down in Flatonia, Texas, close to Houston. And he adds bacon to it instead of pork patties. So it's not a real greasy sausage. It won't stay with you for 3 or 4 days when you eat it. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I saw.
Okay. Is that ready? Did you get
burned here,
by the grill? All right. Make sure you get burned
Bubba.
By the grill. Make
nah,
sure
I'm
you
good,
get burned up over.
Right. How's it sound? Sounds good. I
sounds
hear it
nice.
Sizzling, buddy. I can hear it sizzling. Now, only thing I want to know is y'all drink a lot of cold beer up there.
I drink moonshine.
No, well, that's what I'm talking about.
my favorite thing to drink is something called free. I'll drink anything that's free.
Yeah, there you go. I'm one of them kind of guys, too. But listen, I got a house full of people. I'll try to get back
yes,
on
sir.
With you. I'm going to run back
I
in there. And
I'll
well, hey, no problem. Appreciate y'all having me, and I hope to
hey,
visit with
you
soon.
Come
and, hey, no problem. Y'all get to Texas. We'll keep a chair warm for you if it's cold, and we'll have the AC blasting when it's hot because just bring some sunscreen
know.
And some thermals. You never know.
We might
don't think
I'd say
love
that
you.
Hey,
hey, whatever you do, don't try for the next Fit Masters, man, because I don't want to cook against you. Kick my ass.
Well, hey, thank y'all so much. And y'all get to Texas, come by and see me. I'll be looking for you.
I appreciate it, Buzzy. Glad to have you on.
All right.
Have a great night.
Well, happy holidays and happy new year. And watch those frog eyes up there.
That's right. That's right. Watch them frog eyes.
But, y'all come see me when you can, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you. You have a great night, Buzzy.
Adios.
Adios, mi amigo.
What do you think about that, old Randy Hill? Pretty cool guy.
Which is gracias.
Texas Pitmasters champion there off Pitmasters there. What do you think of him?
You know, I am from Arkansas. And, you know, Arkansas and Texas have a little thing
going. Say it again. Where are you from?
Arkansas. Arkansas. And we do have a little thing with Texas, but I admire Buzzy. Buzzy did a really good job on the show. I really enjoyed Ernest. I thought Ernest was very entertaining.
Yeah, I was going to ask him about Ernest. I just didn't get a chance, but I was going to ask him about Ernest. I know he's busy now, and just to have him for the, you know, the 20 minutes we had him is great because I know he was very, very busy tonight when I was talking to him earlier. So, you know, I'm just happy to have him just the 20 minutes we had him. But, you know, I was going to ask him what he thought of Ernest. I didn't know if he ever met Ernest before or if that was the first time he met him.
Well, the other thing, too, you know, a lot of the guys that cook in that show bonded really good. And I'm sorry if the sound from my steak sizzling is cracking from your show.
Go ahead. No, I like the sound of steak sizzling. It made me hungry. I might just made the rest of our listeners out there hungry. Y'all out there listening.
Now,
I want to ask your wife something.
Yeah, what is the best thing you cook? What's the best thing your man there cooks?
What's the best thing I cook or she cooks?
No, you cook.
What's the best thing I cook?
You cook.
Uh-huh.
All you cook is barbecue.
That's your answer, son. Ribs, barbecue, pork. So anything I'm cooking
what's
that girl.
What's my favorite?
What's her favorite?
Yeah.
The pork. The pulled pork.
She likes the pulled pork.
Pulled pork.
Sandwich.
I want to know, if he wants to ratchet up in the barbecue world, he probably needs to let you cook more, right?
Me? Absolutely not.
Yep.
You never know. She hasn't been with me that much, but if we come to the IBCA cook, if I come to the IBCA cook, she'll probably be coming with me. I don't know though. We'll just have to see.
I got to make it over
to Hot Springs to the Southern Cronk.
Well, I'm telling you right now, if Andy Allen's wife is listening, she can cook his ass off.
Can she beat him?
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah, I would. I'd probably think that. I mean, Andy, you know, he ain't much of a cook, you know. But you know, I bet his
wife.
Andy,
I bet
his wife's a star though.
She, no, she's the rock star in that relationship, you know. And I love Andy to death. I have no access to the chat room, so he's probably telling me to do a natural act to myself right now.
He ain't say nothing. That's why I tried to get him to say something on chat room. He ain't said nothing. I figured that would bring nothing
out. I want to tell you right now, though, Andy can cook. I mean, I'll give him the side.
Yeah,
he can
cook, you know.
I'll
give him that.
The thing is,
okay, here we go. Randy has a thing with Texas. She works at the centerfold.
What's a centerfold, man? I've never heard of that place.
I don't know. I've never heard of that gas station.
I hear they got naked women there, but other than that, I'm going to plead the fifth. So, Cody, what's a cool thing you got for Christmas, my friend?
I bought myself a gun. My brother got a shotgun, tactical shotgun. I bought me a gun, and that's probably the coolest thing I got. And then I got something we can't talk about. So, you know,
it's
all great. It was better than barbecue, I can tell you that.
I hear we're going to have some people from Texas Pepper Jelly talking a little later on tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, I got Craig Sherry on with Texas Pepper Jelly. So if y'all are listening, stay tuned in. We're fixing to bring him on the show just here shortly. And if you know anybody that's wanting to know about his products, about the rib candies or any other jellies, call them up. Tell them to get their butt on the show. Hold on, man. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell them to kiss my ass because Stevie used that to beat me in Pitmasters. He's got some really good products.
Hold on one second. Let's see if it's Pitmaster Robert Sierra. Hold on. Somebody dropped off. Let me see here. Let me see who this is. 3078. Who do we have here?
Hey, that's me. It's Andy.
You're going to come defend your honor.
I had to call and defend myself. That Joe running me through the mill.
I got a book full of numbers. I'm running through them. I got stuff scribbled out, and I thought that was Pitmaster Robert Sierra, but that's Andy. I got him scribbled out up here. So sorry about that, Pitmaster Sierra. I know he's calling in here a little bit.
Don't scribble
that way
me out.
You keep up all these numbers. You see,
hell,
keep up with
who's
online.
I had to call and defend myself. That gun, Randy, running me through the mill.
Well, I know your wife, man. I know who does the cooking in that family, man.
Yeah, you're right.
So, Andy, what did you get for Christmas that you enjoy the most?
You know, probably just a peace of mind, not having to work, and I cooked a big dinner for my family, and it didn't really get anything, and that's kind of the way I like it.
Tell them what you cooked, boo.
I cooked a big old crown roast of pork. It was pork. Man, it was pretty. They had it all. I got my butcher to French it down like, you know, like Eva does.
Yeah, like
and,
on Eva did.
Yeah, and I tell you what, man, it was fantastic. In fact, I had some leftovers for supper tonight. I tell you what, it was good. Some good cooking.
Why would you pick that cut of meat?
Why did I pick that cut of meat?
Yep.
Really, more for the look than anything else.
Did you eat some pasta,
hey, Randy?
What's that?
You make a lot of noise.
Well, all my steaks in the house.
Well, are you gonna have a mouthful of food while you're on the dang radio?
No, I was trying to hold the phone while I didn't fall through the door.
Okay.
I'd like to see that one. Let me get some GoPro cameras or something everybody can see what's going on. We can do some live streaming.
I don't know if you want to see that or not.
Yeah, I've heard what you do while you're talking on there.
Hey.
Hey, I want to say one thing, though. Hey, Andy, did you do that pop sauce in that pork?
Absolutely.
Tell them what pop sauce is, bub.
I can't tell them what pop sauce is. Pop sauce is our
ingredients.
Okay. Our pop sauce I call it the pala pork sauce because it just really makes the pork really stand out. I use it on my ribs and on my pork butt in competition. And Randy calls it a pop sauce,
which you know, it makes it pop. And I really think it does. You know, I mean, you just got to have a little extra glaze. It's more of a, it's a glaze. It's a sugary, spicy blend. And I tell you what, if you know, and I've used some Texas pepper jelly to simulate the same thing, but man, this stuff that I make is just, it's tough to beat. So,
what do you got in there, Andy?
Do I know?
What do you put in there? You put some honey? You put some syrup? What do you put in that thing?
Yeah. All that stuff.
You ain't got to tell the truth. Just tell them something. You ain't got to tell them what accent. Or just tell them what, something, so they believe it.
I tell you,
they won't know.
I know. Go ahead, Randy.
You got to use a Pitmaster sister. It's got a little sweet and it's got a little heat. It's all good.
Yeah. It's got some sugar and some soy, and you know, just a couple of different elements. The heat element is real subtle. You know, I mean, you taste that sweet first, and then you go, wow, that's got a little heat to it. You know, so,
oh, he puts cocaine in it.
Do you put white pepper in it at all, or what kind of hotness do you put in it?
No, I try to avoid the white pepper just because I like
it. Can be strong.
Yeah. Right, it can, and black pepper too. You know, I use a little cayenne, use a little red pepper flake. You know, just try to get the, you know, and then you got to strain it. You got to mess the stuff that you don't want on your barbecue. You know, once you strain it, and you just got to try to get all that flavors out of there. Some jalapenos. You know, you can roast off some jalapenos, kind of make some chipotle kind of things, and you know, it's kind of a different flavor, so.
You know, what you're talking about,
black
pepper, you're talking about being strong. You know, a lot of people, you know, the ground pepper and the restaurant pepper are two different grades of pepper, and they will change completely different in your sauces. Yeah, because I messed up one day and put ground pepper by mistake in my sauce, and it was so hot. It was unbelievable.
Yep. I agree. You know, that restaurant pepper versus the ground pepper, there's a big difference, you know what I mean? And it's crazy because it's still the same pepper, but they just, I don't know how they cool it down, but they do.
Well, let me ask you this. How much is in there for my homies?
A lot of rum.
Yeah, lots of rum for your homies.
lots of rum. I knew it had to be a little bit in there.
Oh yeah, always. We always got to do a little something for our homies. So,
Andy, we were cooking with some cops, you know, over in Mississippi and other things, and they're like, "Don't put that in there because if they detect alcohol, they will DQ you." And I was like, "They could suck my balls because I'm gonna put it in there."
We'll just have to get you into the Jack Daniels.
Yeah. Hey, it's on our books for next year already, Cody. Randy has proclaimed that Southern Crunk will win the Jack Daniels next year.
Yeah, I think I told some Liberian nations, a few countries overseas, that they're in for ass with it. So I don't know if they're going to come back or not. What about Lulu's, man? Y'all going to make it over?
We'll come over. I don't know if we'll be cooking or not. I don't know if we're lucky enough to get in that draw or not. But, you know, I'll be there probably just to hang out and kind of cause trouble, I guess you can say.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to be said for that, man. So what did you cook for Christmas this year, Bob, for my friend?
I didn't cook anything for Christmas. I cooked this Saturday. I cooked for my customers. We cooked half shank hams, whole hams, tenderloin, or tenderloin, that's actually what we say, tenderloin. And then some butts. I cooked a bunch of ribs. We cooked some turkeys. That's really all I cooked, and I cooked a bunch of pies. So that's about all I did. We didn't really have – I didn't really cook a family meal. We didn't. We went to my grandmother's, and my lady cooked chicken and dressing. So it was really good. So
did your grandmother like the shotgun?
Yeah, my grandma loved the shotgun. So,
okay.
You know. They loved it. Granny was a 12-gauge, son. Don't go knocking on her door late at night, I can promise you.
Yeah, I know that's right.
I even got her some zombie bullets.
You got, hey, you need to get rid of some of them zombie targets. They got some of them at the Walmarts down here. You know, they got them zombie targets. You can practice a bit.
Yeah, I know. Got even blood that squirts out of them. It's crazy. They got zombie everything. It's so crazy. But the thing, the shells were pretty cool because, you know, even though they were zombie shells, but they're double-aught shells. So, you know, that's what was cool about them. I didn't buy them because they were zombie shells. I bought them because it was actually a good-grade shell. But, you know, there's all kinds of zombie stuff out there. It's amazing what all they got for zombies. And these people are crazy. If you watch on the YouTube, you can watch people. This type of zombies. And there's all kinds of stuff. They're, like, got arsenals for zombies. You go, anything you buy, you can even use this for zombies. Knives. I mean, all kinds of stuff. I bought a knife the other day that had for cooking, and it was like, you can even use it for kill zombies. And I was like, what do I need to kill zombies for? What zombies even exist in this world? You know, they were talking about mad cow disease. I know that people was like, this don't replicate off barbecue, but here it goes. You know, they're talking about mad cow disease getting into the bloodstream and, you know, of humans and then them acting like zombies. So let me ask you, doctor.
I'm too busy out here with my zombie gun shooting some freaking zombies. They got freaking two rooms, and they're trying to eat my steak, and I'm pissed off at them. I'm ready to kill them.
Randy, when he YouTubes zombies, it has XXX in front of it anyway, so, you know.
My wife blocked that on my computer. I don't get to watch that whatnot.
I don't know if I want to see that or not.
Hey, Cody, weren't you over in St. Louis doing some charity work not too long ago?
Yeah, we was actually week and a half ago, we was up at St. Louis down at Bridgeton. We helped cooking for 20,000 people, Frank Cox from SmokerBuilder.com. I can't remember his name. I remember the last part because it's Sexton. But let me pull it up real quick. I can tell you.
Hey, well, what you're thinking there, you're talking way too much. I want to hear from your wife. Because behind every successful man is a good woman. And I got a few questions.
Hold on. Let me find his name real quick. Morgan Sexton and his girlfriend was there. And then what was the name of the other guy? Bubba? No, what was his name? I can't think of it. I had his picture up. And I'm friends with him on Facebook. My mind is blank
right
now.
I'm sorry, you notice how he diverts.
Yeah, I'm diverting. Ask her. Go ahead. Ask away. What do you want to say? Go ahead.
Okay, you're married to a barbecue guy, and I'm married to a woman that puts up with my stuff a lot. What's the one thing you would change about this man when it comes to barbecuing?
Honestly, nothing.
Oh, my God,
will
you call my
wife?
See, it really don't bother her now. You know, that's like the radio show. When I had a chance to take the radio show, she's like, you should do it. And I was like,
I actually told him before he got the offer. I'm like, you need your own show.
Well, he does a good job.
I need my own show, so.
But now the other question I have, do you ever go with him to comps?
No.
I have not been.
She hasn't been with me to comps yet. I like to take her.
Calls on a weekend that I have children.
Yeah, she's either got kids or she don't get to leave work till 5 o'clock and on Friday. If we have a close.
So
family,
how old are your kids?
We have 11, 8, 7, and 5.
And how old is Cody?
30. Shut up.
You got five
I just
kids.
Turned 30. You know I didn't like
you got five
30.
Kids.
You got five kids.
Yeah, five kids.
Well, here's what I'm trying to point out, though. I mean, because everybody that cooks a competitive barbecue, it's a passionate thing that you do, and it takes a lot of time. It takes a very, very understanding spouse to do it. And you sound a lot like my wife. My wife doesn't care nothing about barbecue and all that kind of stuff, but she's the best woman in the world. And I'm all apologies to everybody listening tonight. But, you know, you're away from home a lot. You're away from your kids. You're all that kind of stuff. And you got to have a woman that understands you. And for that, I think my wife
is. Cheerleader.
Well, what'd you say? Did you hear that?
She said she's gonna dress like a cheerleader for you tonight.
Oh, That's right.
Yeah, but see, what Randy doesn't realize is that every time we go, we plan a cook-off, you know, we're going to be gone for the weekend, Randy's wife calls me and thanks me for getting rid of him for the weekend.
Damn it, Andy, so, you're not supposed to say that.
I still like my man.
Oh, she like, I'm just playing.
Oh, yeah, that like, how long y'all been married?
Not very long.
All right, well, Randy, you're asking too many personal questions. Let's talk about barbecue, jeez.
Yeah. I'm turning this
hey,
kid. Is
this
like Dr. Phil's barbecue?
Let's bring Craig Sherry on the show. Andy, stay on with us, and let's bring Craig Sherry on with Texas Pepper Jelly, and let's see what he's had going on tonight. Craig Sherry, you on with us tonight?
How you fellas doing this evening?
We're having a great time. Are you enjoying the show? I have to question.
Well, I kind of got sideways here for a second, but I'm back with y'all.
Oh, you've been chasing zombies too, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
I think you messed our whole statement on zombie killing, but that's pretty good. I know you had a big contest this weekend. Was you cooking at that contest, or were you sponsoring? How was that going?
No, actually, it was invitational. R&O Smokers down here in Texas that built a pretty nice pit decided to do a barbecue contest that they wanted to sponsor, and they invited champions from around the state of Texas to attend. We actually had them there from Arkansas, and for the life of me, I can't remember his name. But we ended up with 56 teams, a lot of great cooks, and it was a lot of fun.
Hey, man, I want to tell you something, Mr. Cherry. I appreciate you coming on tonight. But, you know, Andy and I got to talk about something. You know, we got on that show Pitmasters, and Diva kicked her ass, and she used your product, man.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to say, man, you know, you hurt me, man. You took us down.
No, what took you down was not cutting the chicken in
half. I was going to say, you're a kick-ass product, man. She put that shit on that pork. I thought Tubby was going to have a mouth orgasm.
I'm not gonna say anything about that much other than I think it was really Diva that kicked your ass.
Yeah, she did. But, you know, she's a fan of yours, and for a good reason, because she put out a good product. Tell us a little bit about your product line.
Well, we've been doing the pepper jelly for about 6 years. We have about a dozen different flavors of jelly. We do get some complaints from time to time because I do not make a straight jalapeno or a straight habanero. Everything we have is blended with fruit. We strive to...
My only complaint is they're using it to kick my ass. Is that a legitimate complaint?
Yeah, well, take that up with whoever you're cooking against. You know, actually... The only reason is, are you using the product, my product?
I'm thin to. I'm in the test kitchen tonight, and I'm thinking that you need to tell me what I need to order, boo.
Well, I'll message you what you need to order. How about that?
Hey, you're my bestie now.
Right now, all I'm going to say out loud is they're all good, all the flavors. Actually, out of the dozen flavors we have, I'll go ahead and tell you, the pineapple, the peach, the cherry, and the Texas passion, those four, hands down, outsell everything else, 2-1.
Oh.
And the majority of those go to comp cookers. They really like the different flavors that they can mix with their sauces or that they can use straight as a glaze.
I just had an unnatural thought about that peach, man. That sounds good.
It's pretty good stuff. The rib candy came about 2 years ago. That was kind of a brainstorm looking for something different in the marketplace. And it's been really, really good to us. We have, I haven't kept up with the count, probably four or five different flavors over there. And I can't put my hand on one that's better than the other.
I'm showing seven flavors that you have. You got the Texas Bird Bath. You got the pomegranate cranberry habanero rib candy. You got the pineapple habanero rib candy. You got the apple habanero rib candy. You got the mango habanero rib candy. You got the apple cinnamon rib candy. And you got the apple cherry habanero rib candy. We're talking to Craig Sherry tonight with Texas Pepper Jelly. So if you want to get on his site and you want to know what we're talking about, TexasPepperJelly.com. And you can find all his products on there. So go ahead and buy them up because you're going to need them to beat Randy Hill.
Hey, I'm going to get some of those, and I'm thinking about 25 libations I can make with that stuff.
Yeah,
this sounds awesome.
Actually, if you get a chance, check our blog out sometime. We have over 100 recipes.
But what's your blog site?
It's go to that same site, TexasPepperJelly.com/blog, and you made me think of when you said libations. There's actually a recipe on there or two for mixed drinks or chill drinks using our product, and they're actually quite tasty.
Well, let me ask you this.
What would you make? What's your favorite libation you make?
Me, I don't drink. I'm sorry.
If it's
not Diet Coke, I don't even know what it is.
Quit putting the man on the spot. No, I'm just messing with you. Now, let me ask you this. You was talking about the Texas Passion. Is it the habanero chili is one you was talking about, or the jalapeno chili?
Either or. It's just a personal thing.
There's a lot of people out there going, well, it's jelly. What do you do with it? Can you tell our listeners tonight how they actually use it to cook with?
The actual premise when I started this thing is I wanted barbecue cooks to look at jelly as another ingredient in your spice box. Don't look at it as jelly for toast and biscuits for breakfast. That's all great. Pour it over cream cheese at the party. The ladies love it. It's quick and easy. It's great on pizza. It's great on ice cream. But my goal was to get the cooks to think about using this as another ingredient. The jellies are used best, in my opinion, when they're mixed with sauces, because it really doesn't matter whose sauce you use. You can change the flavor profile subtly by adding a flavor in there such as the peach or the Texas Passion.
I'm about to give away one of the things I'm probably going to use as a cop, so anybody kicks my butt with this, I apologize. Or actually, I want to kick your butt. But my favorite thing here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, is McClark's barbecue sauce. And for years, I mixed that with peach preserves and a little bit of rum.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that stuff would pop, man. That would pop. And I think if I get your product, I can ratchet that up like about twofold.
Yeah, and it's if you sneak it in, and when I say sneak it, what I like to tell a lot of my customers, take 2 cups of your most favorite sauce. I don't care if it's Blues Hog or Kraft off the shelf. Take 2 cups of your
Blues Hog. He comes up every show.
What's Blues Hog?
I don't use it down here in Texas. Somebody
I've never heard that stuff.
Somebody told me it was a barbecue sauce, but I heard
it's a pig that plays the harmonica.
That could be true too. But no, you can take any sauce, take 2 cups, and if you're going to use a little honey or a little brown sugar, that's all fine. Don't go crazy with it. But take our product and take a half a cup to 2 cups of sauce. Heat it up and taste it. If you want more, add more, but sneak up on what you're trying to do. It makes all the difference in the world.
Well, I really appreciate you telling everybody how to kick my ass in competition.
it's no problem. You know, I've been competing now for 6 years, and I've been using my product the whole time. I've had good days and bad days, and I've been beat by the best, and I've beaten some of the best, so, you know, it is what it is.
That sounds like a guy's cook circuit, man.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've been around the block a few times. I don't get to cook often. I probably about 30 comps a year is all I can get in.
Not often, just 30.
Yeah,
just 30.
I would like to do more. We're very fortunate down here in Texas. There's a comp every weekend somewhere. You know, on most weekends there's probably 6 or 7. You know, so we've got a lot of cooking going on.
Well, what kind of, again, what kind of comps do you cook mostly down there? Are they IBCA, KCBS, non-sanctioned?
Well,
what are y'all doing?
Actually, I would love to cook some more KCBS. We have to go so far to do it down here from Houston. The nearest KCBS event for me is probably five and a half hours away. Bedford's up there. We have Hammond over in Louisiana. We've got
Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yeah, they're in Hot Springs. But we have a lot down here in our own area. And what I am, I'm also the current president of the Texas Gulf Coast Barbecue Cookers Association. Now, what that is, we used to be about 7 years ago part of the IBCA. And we branched off and become our own organization. We use the same rules. It's run the same way. It's just a different name. So I cook a lot of Texas Gulf Coast events. I cook a lot of IBCA events. And if I do a non-sanctioned, it's probably just once or twice a year.
Well,
how many?
How many
Texas Gulf Coast competitions are there per year?
Texas Gulf Coast right now sanctions about 30 events a year, maybe 35.
Wow.
It seems to fluctuate.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, we do pretty well. We have some pretty big events, too. We have several of those that are well over 100 teams. We have some knocking on 200. We also do the San Antonio Rodeo. And the San Antonio Rodeo is a very understated event. People don't seem to know it's down here. But, guys, let me tell you, that event is this year is going to be pushing 300 teams. And it's the third largest sanctioned event in the United States, best I can tell.
Wow.
When you've got that many teams, just look around. How many events can say they have that many? It's a great-run organization. It sells out in less than a week every year. So you've got to be on your game to get in, and it's a great event.
What time of year does that happen?
Do what?
What time of year does that happen?
That'll be going on it's either the last weekend in January or the first week of February. We're coming into rodeo season. I'm not sure how else to explain it in this part of Texas. We have a lot of rodeos, but a lot of the small towns in and around the Houston area are doing rodeo events leading up to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Right.
Now, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo will have between 450 and 500 teams, but it is not sanctioned by anybody. It is run by the Houston Rodeo Committee, has been from day one. It's a very, very prestigious event to participate in, much less win. It's everything leads up to that, and that happens the third week in March, roughly.
Didn't you do pretty well in that one year?
Yeah, a couple of years ago. Actually, I guess it was 2011. I was fortunate enough to hit first place brisket and grand champion.
I thought you did.
Yeah,
the one thing that does is that automatically gets you in the jack, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. It did get me in the jack. I can't say that I set the world on fire at the jack because I really don't cook that style. But I got a rib call up there. I think I hit a 6 rib, so I was kind of pleased with myself.
Heck yeah!
Now, if you get this one call, I mean, that's pleasing right there in itself.
Absolutely, it was the chance of a lifetime. And so what made it so unique for me, I actually won my way to Houston. If you win San Antonio, you get to cook Houston for free. And so I won my way from San Antonio to Houston. And from Houston, I won my way to the Jack. And I got to tell you, that was a rush.
I bet.
Well, I'd just like to invite you. I'd like to give you a personal invitation to come up here to Hot Springs, Arkansas, and cook in the Southern Crunk Barbecue Festival that's going to occur the last weekend in January.
It's an IBCA certified event, and I realize you probably got other things to do, and I realize I'd rather you not come because I'm going to use your stuff to try to beat you, but if you decide to come, we would love to have you.
You know, and I really do appreciate the invitation. I'm pretty sure I'm already scheduled to cook that weekend. I know the third weekend in January we have a 150-plus student event here in town. And then I cook the weekend after that, and then it may be in San Antonio. So,
well, that's okay. Andy and I just breathe a deep sigh of relief.
Well,
yeah.
you know, one thing y'all know.
Because he brought his gallon of pepper jelly and shoved up your butt. They serve a gallon of pepper jelly. What would you do with a gallon of pepper jelly, Randy? You could buy a gallon of pepper jelly online on his website. I think, was it $89, Craig? $89, something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Hey, Craig, one thing that Randy doesn't realize is that 2 years ago you were in Pine Bluff.
Yes, sir, I was.
At Smoke on the Water. And if I recall, Southern Crunk Barbecue Society just kind of kicked some ass at Pine Bluff 2 years ago. So, he needs to kind of rethink about what he's begging at you.
You know,
I remember two things. I remember two things about Pine Bluff. I remember the location because I really thought it was a great place to have a cook-off.
It was.
And I remember
getting
a call in port. And any time I do so few KCBS. Whenever I get a call at a KCBS event, it just sticks in my mind forever.
I remember getting a bottle of tequila, and after that, it's all Greek to me, man.
No. Do you boys get to get up and cook the royal?
This year we are headed to the royal in 2013. So.
We will be there.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to seeing him.
I got a guy on the line that wants to talk to you, Craig. I just pulled him out of the chat room. Hold on 1 second. We got Big Mister in the house.
In the
Big
house. Craig, how you doing?
Craig.
What's up, Neil? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for calling in, man.
Well, you know I had to call if you were going to be on here.
It's nice to know I got one friend out there to call in.
That's right.
Hey, Neil,
I'm thinking if I took a little of that Big Mister rub and combined it with some of that peach rub, it's making me hungry, man. It's making me hungry.
Good. How was Christmas?
It was great,
near,
man.
Near them.
Did y'all
there's
do a bunch of cooking?
There's too many voices for me to keep up with, Neil.
I got
these
Greg
guys are wild.
I got Neil Big Mister Strada on the line. I got Andy Allen on the line, and we got Randy Hill on the line. Now, Big Mister, did you have a question for Craig Sherry?
What was
Texas
that?
Pepper jelly. Did you have a question for Texas Pepper Jelly Man?
No, I just wanted to get on with him because Craig's a good friend. We hang out whenever we can.
I got a question for Neil.
Oh,
okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Craig.
Neil, when are you going to come home to Texas, son?
We're going to see when we're going to do that barbecue over there at my mom's church again. I'm going to get on back to that.
Y'all going to try to do that again this year?
Yeah, they're trying to make plans for it. That was a great event.
Yeah, it was. What we're talking about here, guys, is we did a charity at Neil's mother's church last year. And raise funds for the church after the hurricane come through. They had to do some repairs and stuff. And Neil came all the way from California and brought his rugs and got some local guys to help him out. And it was a wonderful thing that he did. Neil, it really was. Thanks for letting me participate in that.
Oh, man, I was blessed to have all you guys there.
Yeah,
we had a good time. Yeah. And I remember you telling me that you really enjoyed it because, for once, you actually just got to sit and talk to folks as opposed to competing against them.
Absolutely.
You don't get to do that that often.
Absolutely. You know, I heard y'all asking Buzzies earlier about Ernest. Ernest is a riot.
Yeah.
A great guy.
Yeah,
yeah. I love cooking against him. It's hard sometimes, you know, when you have guys you like to talk to and you're competing against them, to find the time to just sit back and visit.
Yeah. Ernest was there, Patrick from PM Cookers.
We had Ed Rios from Dim Sum and John Martin.
The best time to visit with them is when you're holding your trophy up and tell them to, you know, I kicked your ass. I'm sorry, but I divert.
I got one more caller to come in on. I got Robert Pitmaster Sierra is on the line. You there, Robert Pitmaster Sierra?
Yeah, what's going on, Cody and Craig and Neil and Randy and the boys over there? How y'all doing?
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Mi amigo, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Craig. How you doing?
I'm fine. Hey, y'all mind if I tell a little story on Robert Sierra?
Go ahead. Tell away.
You better hold on, Robert. This is a good one.
Go ahead.
You're out sometimes and about, and you hear things that just strike you as funny. And Robert, I got to give you credit, buddy. At the cook-off, Robert cooked with us last weekend at the R&O cook-off. And we were... I don't know if you've ever been to a town called Nowhere, but trust me, we were about 20 miles past Nowhere in the middle of out pasture. And it's probably about 7, 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, and a few of us are standing around. It's a little cold down here in Texas and near freezing. And Robert comes up to visit with us, and he has this very, very concerned look on his face. And I worry about my friend Robert, so I ask him, I said, Robert, what's really bothering you? And those of y'all don't know it, Robert's kind of a Facebook junkie. Robert lives on
Facebook. I believe it.
And so he's upset because he hadn't been able to get on Facebook for almost a full day because there's just no service out there. And normally that wouldn't really concern most folks, but Robert got to thinking that on Friday that those Mayans out there may have been on to something, and it was the end of the world, and the only people left was us guys at a barbecue cook-off. And the thought of that was just really, I think maybe that messed with his cooking a little bit, because he thought that he's got to spend the rest of his life with just a bunch of guys at a cook-off. And Robert, I want to say thank you, buddy. I laughed till I hurt, and I'm gonna have to tell this story a million times to make sure everybody hears it.
But
I tell you,
that's true. If you look on Facebook, there's no post from Friday to Saturday night. That's like more than 24 hours. No post. That was bad. I thought that we're the only ones that.
Robert, was you happy to get back to civilization?
Oh, man, I tell you what, once I got towards weight, I was happy again. I had to put up for a little bit.
Yeah, every morning, if you get on Facebook, you can see Robert Pitmaster Sierra. He always says, good morning, or something along the lines. I didn't see anything. I thought he was dead.
Yeah. We were taking care of him, that's for sure.
So my question would be, if the barbecue contest was your final resting place,
Randy,
did you end up in heaven or hell?
Oh, I was in heaven. I finished third overall. I don't know about Robert.
Yeah, I was in heaven. There was a lot of sweet pepper jelly there that were going for a while. So I was happy with that.
A lot of good cooks out there.
Yeah, it was. And there was a nice old ranch out there. We were cooking out in the middle of nowhere. It was nice place out there. I really liked it out there.
Yeah, that's close enough that those people up there in Arkansas could probably come down.
That's right. You listen, Randy?
I'm all, man. Just tell me where to go.
I live in Missouri. I'm not part of the Arkansas clan, unfortunately. I live in Missouri. I used to live in Arkansas, though. That makes
we won't
Randy
hold
happy.
That against you.
All right. I live in Missouri. I had a guy on chat room all ago. He said, for all you Northerns out there, he said Big Mister is on the radio, and Randy and Alan and Craig Sherry, I guess because they couldn't understand my Southern talk, I guess.
because he was telling everybody what the northern people what I was saying.
Well, I tell you, I would love to go cook with Neil sometime. That's my goal the next year or two.
I would love to cook with Neil too, but as long as he's out here, I'm not headed to California for anything.
Neil, let me ask you, did anybody get to read the article? I know Neil's on the line, Neil Big Mr. Strada, which was in the New York Times. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Neil? Because I don't know if a lot of people got a feel for that or not.
Well, actually, what it was, that was from earlier this year. I had just been posting a bunch of stuff from it was kind of like a year in review thing.
Oh, well, that's the first time I've seen it.
Yeah, it was in earlier this year. They wrote an article about Texas barbecue and places other places besides Texas, and I was one of the people that they reviewed. So I was kind of excited about that because it's not often you get mentioned in the New York Times. Not
well,
that they show up a bastion of barbecue knowledge there, but I'll take it.
And you should,
yeah.
But it was a cool article. It was good to be mentioned. I knew some of the other people in there, not a lot of them, but some of them. And just goes to prove that there is some good barbecue in California.
I got somebody else here, but I'm posting up on the chat room.
Hey, Neil, if you're cooking in California, I know there's some good barbecue there, bud.
That's right. We do what we
can. One of these days, I'm going to surprise you and show up.
Now, that would be a blessing. Come on out. I tell folks, call out anytime.
Yeah,
I would recommend, if you get a chance to do it, find your way into getting into King of the Smoker. That was such an awesome contest.
You know,
you might have to build
everything
a dream team for that.
Everything I've read about it, everything I've heard about it, I was salivating. My only hope is one day I get invited.
It was great. I was just their vendor, and
I mean, everything about it
Rick,
is perfect.
Yeah.
Randy, what are you doing, son?
I talked to Sterling about the contest and asked him if everything went off okay. He said I only got one complaint from Ronnie Wade. He said, Ronnie, what was your complaint? He said, well, it was the turn-in time. And Sterling said, well, what was wrong with the turn-in time? He said, well, I don't like the way they were set up. He said, the way I think it should be is you turn in your chicken on Saturday, your ribs on Sunday, take Monday off, and turn in your pork. He said, because we don't want to go home.
That sounds like a Connie would say. That's funny.
Everything
about
it was great.
Yes, sir. Is it a steel press or something like that?
Hey, Neil,
what
are you
doing?
Are you going to try for Pit Masters again, Buck?
I don't think so. I don't have a two-person team now. That's supposed to be the new thing. You got to have two people on the team now.
Hey, Randy, go throw it out there what our show is going to be about next week for all the people listening. You're going to be listening to archives. What are we going to be talking about next week, Randy?
Well, one of the things we talk about is how to get your ass on Pit Masters. And
let me tell y'all something about Pitmasters, okay? Ask me if I'm going to fly for it again.
Are you going to fly for it again?
Hell no.
Is it true?
That's Craig. I've tried to get on every one of them, and this last one, they really built it up like they were going to... They built it up
Randy.
Like they were going to make it something.
Okay, whatever that is needs to stop.
Yeah,
Randy.
I'm with Neil on that.
Randy.
That's
Randy.
My kid. Yeah.
Did what?
Yeah, blame it on your kid.
Yeah,
they're all getting their steaks out of the oven, man.
Out of the oven.
Go in the other room.
Go ahead, Craig.
All I was going to say is they really built it up. I spent some time on the phone with the casting agency.
I know what you mean on that one. Go ahead.
The way they built it up and what they wanted, the hoops that they made you jump through, they changed the
deadline. They cut it off early. It's absolutely ludicrous. As bad as I want to be on TV, I don't have to go through all that crap to get there. It sounds like I'm a little negative. Yeah, there's a lot of us down here in Texas because they really pitch this thing as a, quote, Texas, unquote, competition. And I have nothing against the restaurant guys. I'm really happy they included them. But I'm sorry, this season really isn't a competition like it has been in the past. And if that's the way they want to go, that's great. I just don't know that I want to be a part of it.
Well, you know, we'll talk about that next week if you want to chime in on that. Because I know some other people that wasn't real happy with the Pitmasters thing, but I know Randy's happy with it. I know Andy was happy with it, which I haven't been on it, so I don't know. I know Neil's been on it. I know a couple other people have been on it. Some have negative feedback on it. Some have positive feedback on it. But we're going to be doing a show next week on that. So,
I'm not going to compare this season to other seasons because I really don't know what all's been on other seasons, and I'm sure everybody there has learned something and has appreciated it to some extent. It's just this year, the way they ran things, it was like everything was thrown together at the last.
I think you're right about that. And the other thing about Pitmasters, I'll tell you guys, you know, it's a mixed thing. You know, I guess people talk about barbecue. It's a great thing. You know,
sure.
Andy and I got on there, and I'll be honest with you, you know, we don't have the resume some of you guys have. But, you know, it is what it is. And people talk about barbecue. I think they're going to have to do a better job of making it a hell of a lot more entertaining. You know, Ernest was awesome. And I really thought he did a good job. I thought he did a good job about it, but you're right. I mean, I don't know how to do the right thing. You know, Andy and I are working on a barbecue concept right now called the Southern Crunk Barbecue Circus. It's going to involve, you know, imagine this burlesque girls. It's going to involve, you know, Andy and I do a little poetry. It's going to involve Andy and I do some things that are like unnatural.
Yeah,
you know, so And anybody that's ever watched Duck Dynasty, have they ever killed a damn duck?
No, I understand what you're saying.
You know,
my beef isn't so much with the portrayal to the public, okay? What they're doing for barbecue is a good thing, and what the public is learning from it, that's a good thing. I won't negate any of that. My beef is how they handle the potential people behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think so. That's legitimate. I get that.
And you know, we're not all great behind the camera or have access to the camera to just jump out and make videos and submit them, only to find out you should have submitted it 2 days ago, when the deadline's not even for another 10 days. It's that kind of stuff.
I understand you completely on that, Craig, because they cut Texas off a week early. And then on some of the other states, they held it open for like 4 weeks later than what the deadline was. You know, if you got a deadline to meet and people rush to get that done, that's not their problem. You know, you should cut the deadline off and go with what you have.
Well, I want to say this right now, guys. Y'all's perspective is a little off, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
Go ahead,
man.
You know where go ahead.
You know, if you're producing a show and you're the set producer of said show, you know, you pull all strings, you know, and if you got a lot of people that are wanting in on your show, then you can be selected. If you don't have a lot of people wanting in your show, you have to be a little bit, you know, whatever, creative. And I totally get where you guys are coming from. I totally get it.
You know, they can be as selective as they want to, and he can handpick anybody he wants as his show. I don't have a problem with that. But don't come to us and tell us, you have until the 19th to get your video in, and then you send it in on the 10th, and they go, oh, well, we cut them off on the 9th. What the hell happened to the 19th?
Well, here's the thing you guys ain't getting, though. Unlike barbecue contests, this thing is a little bit rigged as far as who gets on. I don't mean it in the bad sense. It's just they got all the guests they want on that show. They're gonna cut it off, you know. And I totally get that. I totally get where you're coming from, Bob. And you know, I'm just saying that, you know, it's not fair. They don't have guidelines on getting on barbecue shows. They don't have like set rules on getting on barbecue shows.
Well, define something you said. I'm curious to hear your definition of a little bit rigged.
Well, a little bit rigged in my opinion is who they let on the show.
That's fine, and that's perfectly acceptable. If that's already predetermined, why are you letting teams jump through hoops with false hopes? That's ridiculous.
No, I agree with that. Bubba, I'm on your side.
Pick them. Don't even put it out for auditions. Pick who you want and go do your show. People will watch it.
No.
That's great. But don't ask teams that are cooking week in and week out to stop and mess up their routine to do something with some sort of false hope. And that's the way most of the teams down here felt. That I know of about 8 guys that entered this thing, and it's not a matter of not getting selected. It's not sour grapes. The fact is they dangle the carrot, but it was really never there.
Well, I totally agree with that. I mean, if the carrot's never there, it's wrong. But I'm going to tell you right now, I totally agree with you. We're going to do a show next week, and I don't know if you're going to be interested or not.
Yeah,
it's going to be like
–
next week, we're going to do a show on – and we're going to entitle the show How to Get on Pitmasters and what you got to do and what you should – I mean, I think that – I don't think it's fair for a lot of teams to invest a lot of time and effort to do things that will not get you on the show. But that's what casting is all about, unfortunately, as it involves Hollywood or whatever. But you got to pay attention to the rules. You got to read the rules. You got to see what they tell you to do and
again,
all that kind of stuff.
Again, it's like a barbecue contest. You know, imagine this for a minute. Turn in time is 3:00 for brisket. And I say that because I cook IBCA and Texas Gulf Coast. We do a lot of 3:00. So not no slam against KCBS. But imagine it's a 3:00.
I'm with you on IBCA, man.
And they tell you at the cook's meeting, turn in, it's 3:00. And you get up there and you go, oh, well, we changed it to 1:00. I'm sorry you didn't know about it. Would you be a little pissed off? It's not a matter that you would have won or not. That's not the issue. It's the fact that they change rules without saying anything, and that's the part that pisses people off. What they need to you're going to probably tell me that I have to understand television, but they also need to understand this is not an unlimited well of people to draw from.
No,
and
I agree.
If they keep coming back to us and jerking us around, they're going to come back like the guy who cried wolf. Sooner or later, they're going to come back, and nobody's going to want to fool with it.
I think what you're trying to say is this. They need to be fair. They need to listen to us. They don't need to disregard us. We're the people that watch your show. People that watch your show, and we're the people that understand there's a set guidelines to everything we do in life, as far as barbecue or whatever. And when they change the rules, it pisses us off, and I totally get that. But, you know, at the same token, I hate to sound like I'm going to sound here, but when they do things in TV land, is a total different world from barbecue land. It really is. And
yeah, they're not in reality.
Right, and I'm on your side, so please don't take it this way. But they got to do what they got to do, and it sucks. And
God, this will come back to haunt me, guys, but here we go. They can do it without Texas pepper jelly.
Well, and I hate that. I hate that because you guys are awesome, and I totally get where you're coming from. I really do. And
by
I think
the way,
that
Texas Pitmaster is not the only avenue for some of us to get on the air. I'm going to throw something out. I don't know if y'all even heard about it or whatever. There's a show out right now with Kimberly Schlappman. Are y'all familiar with Kimberly?
No, who is she?
There's a country band out there y'all may be familiar with called Little Big Town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kimberly's a cute little blonde on Little Big Town. And Kimberly has a cooking show on the Great American Country Channel. And she went all around the country doing different kinds of food. And I had the privilege of doing an episode with her back in July for Brisket and Ribs. And it is airing on reruns on the Great American Country Channel. If you get a chance, check her show out and check out the episode if you can find it on Brisket. It usually comes on Saturday afternoon.
Another interesting byproduct of that is Danielle Demosky is doing a show called Barbecue Crawl.
Absolutely.
That'll be,
absolutely.
So I think there's other avenues out there.
I think we're going to see more of that as time goes on.
And I really appreciate your comments tonight and what you're saying, because I think that's a conversation that needs to happen, you know?
Well, yeah. And I'm really supposed to be here talking about my product. I didn't mean to get off on the tangent here.
Oh, you're fine. Why don't you come back on the show next week and talk with us about that?
You get these guys on here that talk about other things, you know, and kind of drag you into it. I get it. But, again, I think that barbecue, it shouldn't be pigeonholed. It shouldn't be defined by one show. It should be defined by one definition. And
you're exactly right.
You know,
And
that said, I appreciate your frustration, because sometimes you're held, you know, hostage to one particular entity that defines what other people think what barbecue is, and
right.
It's not right. And I totally get that. I totally get it.
Yeah, there's a lot of opinions out there, you know, and a lot of people won't speak up and talk. You know, that's what the show's about. You can talk about whatever you want, just like Craig Sherry did tonight. You know, he spoke his piece about pitmaster. Some people think it's great. Some people don't like the way things are going. And I understand that completely. And, you know, that's what the show's about, viewing your opinions.
Well, you know, the thing about that episode and what they told us on the telephone was they really wanted to feature Texas barbecue. And that's great. And I realize, I'm just going to, this will be the last thing I go off on a tangent. I realize that when people watch these TV shows, it's all centered around Kansas City barbecue.
Yeah, I'm fixing rant about that one, so just keep going.
For the most part, it is. And I don't have a problem with that. But, and my numbers could be off a little bit, but Kansas City, nationwide, probably sponsor or sanctions close to 400 events a year, if I had to guess. And this is nationwide. In Texas alone, you have 4 sanctioning bodies. And you total up the contests from the 4 sanctioning bodies, we're between 350 and 375, maybe knocking on 400 in one state. So having said that, the world does not need to evolve around Kansas City. There's other styles out there. There's great cooks from this state that go and compete very well in the Kansas City cook-off. I wish some of the Kansas City guys would make an effort to learn some of ours and come visit us. They're real quick to dismiss Texas. And Texas one day will get some recognition if we can ever get our heads out of our asses down here and pull together. I think we have as much potential to offer the television world or anybody else, newsprint, media, radio, as anybody else.
And I'd be willing to bet the folks in Texas are a lot more colorful, too.
And you know what? Before you stop me, on that note, all I'm going
to
say is thank you for letting me get this off my chest.
Well, let me say something real quick, Randy, real quick before you go into that.
You bet.
You know, and it's like you were talking about the Pitmaster series. You know, Lulu's made it into the top 5 of the show. But you know what the biggest thing was that made me mad more than anything? Is that we was there with everything. But the one thing that made me madder than hell is that they said, well, we're doing a show about Kansas City style, and we're going to open it up to – Kansas also, and you do not live close enough to Kansas City. By the time we got down to the top five, you know, they said the producers love y'all. They want to bring you on the show. We're going to set you back for maybe the next season we have, but they're not really looking for you for this show because you live on the southern east side of, which I live in southeast Missouri, of Missouri, and you don't live close enough to Kansas City to be declared a Kansas City style. And I'm not a Kansas City style. I'm a Memphis style, really. But, you know, why are you going to jerk my chain around if you don't want to deal with me because I don't live close enough to Kansas City? So you open up the door to Kansas.
Well, one thing I want to say is I really appreciate your comments earlier. I mean, I think that needs to be out there. And
we'll
I
bring
love,
it up next show.
I love people talking about barbecue. I love people get passionate about it. I love people that get angry, man. I mean, we should.
Get angry.
It's our passion. And I love that Neil's one here tonight because Neil is a guy that's from Texas and from California, and he totally gets all this stuff. I think that Pitmasters is not the, you know, I love Pitmasters because they let us on, but the same token, I get where everybody's coming from. But we got to get together as a barbecue society. And we got to take this thing over, man. We got to figure out what we're going to do. We need a championship. We need to figure out how we're going to do this stuff, you know? And I'm curious here what you can. Yeah.
Go ahead. We're going to break that down. We're going to throw it out. We'll give y'all, that's a sneak peek for next week of what is going to happen on the show. We're talking Pitmasters. We're talking about World Champion. We're talking about how to make all that happen. Isn't that right, Randy? We got the idea.
Hell yeah.
So we're going to talk about that next week. So make sure you tune in to next Wednesday night show if you're listening live or you listen to archives. I got a guy that's been holding on for 25 minutes. I need to get him on the show because we're down to 30 minutes on the show. Everybody's
all right, well,
online.
Let me take a minute and say one minute,
Craig.
I'm out of your hair since this was really supposed to be about Texas pepper jelly. any of your listeners out there?
I don't mean to cut you off, but you owe me like an info on your stuff. So I mean, I'm like totally stoked by your product, and
no,
I really want that info.
What I'm gonna do for you and your listeners right now, anybody that wants to take advantage of it for the next couple of days, there's a discount when you go to checkout. There's a discount box. Type the word discount in there and save 10%.
Oh, sweet. So if you're listening tonight, if you're listening or if you're in the archives, you can go to TexasPepperJelly.com. When you go to checkout in the discount box, type discount, and you can get some discount on some Texas Pepper Jelly products. There you go.
Randy,
on the Lulu Soul Smoking Radio Show.
That goes for Randy, too.
And Randy,
man,
you hear that?
You're my hero.
I'm going to put that on the chat room real quick. Randy, you can speak a little piece, and then we're going to bring our next callers on.
Y'all go, guys, thank you very much. I'm going to bow out this evening, and I'll try to be back next week.
I want to say one thing. Thank you so much for speaking your mind. I wish more people would do it.
Yep, I appreciate it. Randy, that's something you just don't get every day, that people open up and talk, because a lot of people just don't do it. You know, they try to stay within the scenes.
We'll see how serious y'all are if I get another invite back one day.
All right,
hey,
we'll see you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Neil, good talking to you, brother.
Good talking to you, too, Craig. And, hey, I'd speak my mind, too, if I had one.
He's telling y'all the truth. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll talk soon.
All right,
folks. We're fixing to bring our next guest on. I'm finishing up in the chat room, giving them all the information. If you're listening, that's TexasPepperJelly.com. In the box, type discount, and you can get 10% off his product. Woo, that's pretty big right there. Maybe Craig will be back next with us talking about Pitmasters and how to get on the show and what he believes and what he thinks. Big Miss, you think you'd be able to come back on the show next week and talk about the Pitmasters a little bit?
I believe I might be able to swing through.
All right. Now, I know we'll have Randy back on. He's going to help us out, and we're going to be talking how to get on Pitmasters, the likes and the dislikes. If you like the show or don't like the show or the format, if you like the first format, the last format, whatever you like, come on the show, talk about us, and you can talk to us about whatever you want. But we're fixing to bring my next guest on. I know he's listening live right now, so we're going to play him a little intro music.
I smell what you're cooking, boo.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, because there's a, you know, a lot of people in perspective, they're kind of different than us in the Southeast Missouri, that, you know, the pork is not done like we do it. I don't know why that is, but they just don't, they don't do it that way. And I ain't giving away no secrets, because, you know, our pork, we like our pork the way it is, and people in Southeast Missouri.
I'll give away some damn secrets.
I ain't giving no damn secrets away. But, you know, it's just something different. I don't know why it is, but other people, you know, they just don't pull it. I don't know if it's a temp. They don't rise the temp up on it. But I understand exactly what you're saying about filling certain parts and pulling your temperature up on it to make it an exceptional eating piece.
Exactly.
Hey, Randy, I know one thing that Tim Seals has been hot at this year. That has really been hot at. It's been my worst category this year. But chicken, I have really noticed them. Chicken, you have really took a 180 in the chicken category. Not actual a 180, but I'm talking about
right.
Flipping 180 to where it has become one of your strongest categories from last year. Am I right?
It is. You're exactly correct. And the reason why is because I did everything to chicken. I've did everything wrong to chicken a guy could possibly do.
I feel you there.
There's a website about that. I'm sorry. I digress.
Through trial and error, I've learned what not to do. And once you learn those things, your chicken can't do anything but get better. And it's a great category. I love it. I practiced with it at competitions, which is, you know, it's one of the worst things in the world to do because you get a bunch of money on the line.
Mm-hmm. Cody, here's the segment for your show. It's called Chicken with Randy. And Chicken with Randy. And what this involves is trying to shig off awesome cooks, as my friend Tim here tonight. And he can answer or not. But on your chicken, my friend, do you inject your chicken or not?
No, I use the brine.
Brine. And how long? You don't have to answer any of these questions. This is not our court.
Let me ask my question real quick, Randy. Let me ask my question, then you follow in. Now I know you're not going to tell me what you use, but just a yes or no answer for the listeners. You're using something oddly different in the chicken category than what most pitmasters are using. I don't know what it is, but I have a feeling you're doing something different that other pitmasters aren't doing at competitions.
The judges love the taste of it. I brined for 2 hours. I cook thighs. I may throw in some white meat every once in a while. That's about it.
Okay,
the white meat is interesting because, you know, a lot of people don't want to go down the white meat route because it dries out. We won't go too deep into what you're talking about, but whatever you feel comfortable talking about, we'll talk about.
Oh, hell, Cody, shut up. We're shaking, guys. Dang it.
We're playing good cop, bad cop, son. Good cop, bad cop.
Come on, man.
I'm taking notes.
Everybody out there's got a notebook right now.
I've seen so much done with chicken legs and wings, and there's a lot of that going on these days. But I still basically stick with the thighs and brine them so they hold moisture. You know, a good sticky sauce and taste. If I had to talk about taste to like a new team getting into competition, or even a fairly new team. Stay with the taste that you're familiar with. Maybe make it a little sweet. Like good sticky sauce.
Well, that's good advice, because the one thing that I think the new teams struggle with more than anything else is the taste. You know, we can figure out what to do with the tenderness. We can do appearance. The taste is, that's the monkey on our back. What advice do you have about taste?
Stay with what you like. And then
what I like, the damn judges don't like what I like, man. I like Kentucky Fried Chicken, man.
That's your starting point. That's where you start out. You got to start with barbecue taste that you like, and then sweeten it a little. And I guarantee you, your scores will get better. want to add.
Let me tell a story real quick. Go ahead, Tim. Go ahead, Tim. Finish what you're saying.
That was it. If you want to add a little bite to it after the sweet wears off, that's great too.
So we're looking for sweet chicken. Is that what you're saying? Some kind of Chinese restaurant chicken.
You know, that first bite is very important because they're probably only going to take one bite. So sweet never offended anybody. And a little kick at the end of that bite, I don't think has ever offended anybody either, as long as it's not out of fire.
You know that General Sal, he cooks some good chicken.
Hey, Randy, let me tell you a story real quick. We was at a barbecue competition, and we was next to these guys. And, you know, we kind of played them off. My buddy is talking trash to them, talking trash. I'm like, quit talking trash to people. And he's like, wow, we're about to kick their butts. He don't cook barbecue. He don't hang out with us that much. He just hangs around, you know. And he was like, we're about to kick their butt. And I was like, quit talking trash. You never know what's going to happen in competition. So these people are sitting the door to us. They got drunk the night before, partying. I passed out in the morning. Their cooker went out. They didn't wake up till like 8 o'clock. This guy is sitting there. He has a Traeger grill. He has a flat pan that has oil in the bottom of the flat pan. He has that cooker rolling about 500 degrees. And all of a sudden, he throws his chicken off in this cooker in the pan that has a hot oil in it. And he is frying this chicken that he's turning in. I'm like, well, they're done. They're gone, ladies. You know,
yeah.
I'm thinking, you ain't got no shot at ever winning.
He's yeah, I know perfect. Dumbass that puts a chicken in a fry pan.
They scored a perfect 180 in first place in chicken at that competition. And
yeah,
that was – and, Tim, I think you was there. That was the Cape competition wasn't last this year, but it was the year before last. It was at that Cape competition, that guy.
Year before,
and they said, we ain't never won nothing in chicken. I was like, oh, man, I know all I'm doing. I'm going to pan fry me some chicken.
I know a dumbass to try them Pitmasters. We ain't gonna go there. Hey, I want to ask you something, Tim. Tell us a little bit about the rig you cook on, and your philosophy about, you know, like cooking a comp.
I cook on a smoker I built myself. It's called a Mule Tub Rotisserie Smoker with a offset firebox. And the reason I built them and built this one is I didn't get into smoking until about 2007. I didn't even know what smoking barbecue was. I thought when I put a ribeye on my grill that I was smoking. But, you know, now I realize the difference between grilling and smoking. So I bought a grill at a discount store and bought $140 worth of meat and cooked it for 12 hours, and you could not spit this stuff out soon enough. I mean, $140 worth of meat, none of it was edible. So, and the problem was I couldn't control the fire. So I got together with a friend, and we built a smoker where you could control the fire for an extended period of time, drink beer, have a good time, and at the end of that process, eat good barbecue.
How are you controlling the fire?
Yeah, go ahead, Randy.
I don't want to get into too much detail on that.
I'm shigging, brother. I'm shigging.
It's how the smoker's built, and the tighter the better. You know, unnecessary holes in your smoker that you don't really need is just an extra place to gain air. You know, I don't use a guru, I don't need a guru, and I cook all four categories on the same smoker.
Yeah, that's the next question I was going to ask you next, Tim, is that, you know, you're probably the only person I see on a barrel rotisserie smoker cooking at competitions. How many racks you got? Four racks? Fireboxes in the back, you know, you get the barrel and you get two stacks. You know, it's just something you don't see at competitions that much. And I'm going to ask you, how many other people have you seen cooking on a rotisserie barrel smoker at competitions?
There's quite a few out there. I mean, look around. It depends on what part of the country you go to. But the rotisserie is a popular smoker, whether it's one I build or somebody else up there. Once you've cooked on one and realize the difference from a straight offset, you go, wow, why haven't I used this before?
So, Tim, I want to ask you one thing. What is the one thing that you put in your flavor profile? And this is totally shigging off you, by the way. And I think I know the answer, that sets you apart from any other barbecue cook.
Observe the Masses and movie opposite. Blue Tog is a great barbecue sauce.
Well, I knew you were going to go there.
That's the second time it's been on the show. Now, it comes up every show, but this is the second time.
Let me finish, because Blue Tog is popular, and I do use it. It is the main ingredient on my barbecue sauce. And Bill Arnold is a great guy and a friend of mine. Love him to death. And that's not out there. But like Craig was talking about with Texas Pepper Deli, he makes the wonderful ingredients to add to it. You need to develop your own unique flavor.
Ideas building.
I will just stop right there.
Well, hey, Tim, I'm going to say this right now, and you bring up a good point. That Blue's Hog is so good that now you got to kind of hide it, cop. You got to, like, put it in there. You got to disguise it a little bit. Is that a true? Is that true or false?
You know, I've heard judges say that they can pick out the Blue's Hog on, and they can tell you, hey, there was 10 or 12 people that used Blue Hog at this contest, and some that added a few different things to it.
The reason they use it because that shit's good.
Do you think it's cooked with glaze, or do you think it's the flavor profile that's actually in the sauce? Is it the flavor profile, or is it the glaze?
It's both. It's a gourmet barbecue sauce. It's the gourmet barbecue sauce. It's not for the beginner, because you don't know what to do with it, but it is a gourmet barbecue sauce.
So Tim, would it be a fair statement to say if you're a new guy starting out the cooking and you're gonna cook something like a ribs and a comp, and if you want to do something that's gonna taste good to everybody, I would recommend everybody use that Blue's Hog rub and that Blue's Hog barbecue sauce. I think that stuff is the bomb. What do you think?
Good question. I've never used the rub. So there goes. That's with a flavor profile, see. Blue Hog sauce, Blue Hog rub, that's all great. But I use a totally different rub. I don't make my own. It's store-bought.
What kind of rub do you like, Tim?
I'm not telling you.
Is Big Mister still on?
No, I don't think he's on anymore. Let me check.
One thing that he could tell you is the Big Mister's rub and the Blue Hog's rub. I'm gonna give you a little shiggy 101. They have a little cinnamon in those rubs, and they're very good. You don't think about putting cinnamon in barbecue, but
I got cinnamon in mine.
Yeah, I got cinnamon on a lot of things I should talk about. Tim, where are you cooking this year, man? What's your comp schedule looking like?
Oh, I don't know. It's still up in the air. We'll start lining up competitions this month. But only cooked 10 last year, got a couple of grand championships out of that. That's a pretty good percentage. Really confident in my barbecue and the taste, texture, and tenderness this last year. But as far as where... hopefully in Kentucky, the Variety Club in Memphis. We're scheduled to be at the American Royal this fall, and we've got one in the draw for the Jack. So that would be sweet.
Well, I'd like to personally invite you to come down here to cook in the Southern Crunk Barbecue Festivus, and hope you don't come because you'd beat my ass.
I plan on being there. Anything that you guys are involved with, I want to be part of. So you're just great people.
Well, I want to tell you one thing. If I'm pulling for anybody to get on Barbecue Pitmasters, it's the man I'm talking to right now, because this guy, he does things to pork that are unnatural. And he wins, and he's awesome. And, Tim, man, I really appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Hey, we appreciate you having me. Thank you very much. Glad to be here. Keep up the good work.
Well, so Cody, what do you got to say about that, Booth?
What I got to say about that? I know you invited him to the IBCA. I knew that's where he was going, so I kind of butted out. But, you know, there's a lot of listeners out there that don't really know about Tim Seals. I put your website up on the chat room. I know there's some people checking you out on the chat room at MealTough.com. You can check him out at MealTough.com. Yep. Or you can check him out on Facebook under Tim Seals or Smelly Butts. Yeah, and that's my next question ahead. I got to know, how'd you get the name Smelly Butts? I've always wanted to ask you, and I don't think I've ever asked you.
It was a here in Sykeston, the KCBS sanctioned barbecue was called a redneck barbecue,
right.
And I actually started out sponsoring three teams for that barbecue, and if it's redneck barbecue, you got to have a redneck name. One of the team's name was Something Fishy, which has nothing to do with barbecue. Another team name was Practically Done. That's because every time you ask him if it's done, he'd say practically, and 12 hours later, it was still practically done. And then the third team was myself and my, at that time, cooking partner, Orville Bowes, and Smelly Butts. It just sounded like a good redneck name. We ended up getting a couple of top 10 calls against, back in the day, the pros, and wow, that just the worst thing can happen to good people, get a couple top 10 calls.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say, I had the honor in cooking in Kennett, Missouri, between Smelly Butts and Two Fat Drunks. So I was stuck between Two Fat Drunks and the Smelly Butt.
You was in a good spot, wasn't you?
Yes.
I was like the outhouse.
Depends on which way the wind's blowing.
I think that's the first time I met you, Randy, was at Kennett. I was thinking, who is this idiot wearing this one-piece jumpsuit and a bandana?
And
I was like, who is this guy? And he was getting calls. And then Andy,
yeah,
I was like, Andy had his flame shirt on. And they're like, call. I knew Smelly Bus was getting called. He got calls. We got one call down there, which was important. That's all we got. But, you know, I was like, who is this guy?
I think Tim's thinking the same thing, man. But I don't want to tell you about the
Yeah, Tim went up there with an armful of trophies.
Yeah, Tim's not going to say this, but I want to tell you something, Bubba. This guy is the guy that's going to pop on the circuit next year. I would love it if he did not come.
I have a feeling you were right.
Yeah, I'd love it if he did come down here to cook against me, except I'd love to see the guy. Yeah, super nice guy, Tim. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Bubba. And we're going to try to shig off you a little next time. You know that, right?
Hey, anytime. It's been fun, guys. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. A great show. Glad to be here.
Any sponsors you want to give a shout out to?
if you want a good smoker, Mule Tough Smokers.
Gotcha,
MuleTough.com.
There you go.
We appreciate having you on tonight, Tim. Next week we're going to be talking about Pitmasters. You're welcome to call in and join the show. Anybody that's listening out there tonight or in the chat room, you can get on here. We're going to be talking Pitmasters, good, the bad, the ugly. Whatever you want to talk about, we're going to be talking about it. Randy Hill is my host tonight. What do you think about the show tonight, Randy?
I mean, I really appreciate the Texas Pepper Jelly guy because he bared it. He brought it.
He
and
hung it out there, didn't he?
Yeah, and I think people need to do that more, man. I mean, put your opinion out there. Do you think some things are sucking? Tell us about it because barbecue is an evolving process, and I think the shows need to understand that. And you know, I think it's a good show, bro.
Yeah, I think it was a great show. You know, we had a lot of questions. I don't think we was out of time. I mean, we're about down to 2 minutes, but you know, I believe
the show could have went
a little longer. Andy, come on, Andy, talk about it. Whatever you want to talk about. But
you
know, let me say this real quick. I cut him off again. But what you were talking about, Tim Seals, I do believe he will be the next king of barbecue next year. I've been watching this man for a long time, and he comes from about 20 miles away from me. We're not competition cooks. We're every day. We will sell, cater, and we can out-venue any day of the week, and we serve one hell of some barbecue, some of the best barbecue you'll taste around this area. But when it comes to barbecue competition meat, Tim Seals is the man, and I guarantee you, if you watch this man next year, he ran almost 3 grand champions back to back to back. But
hey, the end of the year.
Go ahead.
Hey, Andy, wrap his mother up.
Yeah, wrap his mother up.
Wrap his mother up, Andy.
Wrap
it up. What you want to say? All right. Oh, dude, man, it was a great show. And hey, we look forward to next week, and we'll teach you how to get on Pitmasters. And like we know, we just got lucky, right, Randy?
Well, it definitely wasn't
for our cooking abilities.
We're going, we're trying to work out a duel. Maybe we, Lulu's gang and the Southern Crump boys can get on the same show and cause a bunch of havoc. See if we can run.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You talk about some good TV. You know, and that might be Southern Crump barbecue circus worthy too. You know.
Well,
so,
one thing we're going to talk about is all the people bitching about Pitmasters tonight. We're going to put on a show called Southern Crunk Barbecue Circus. It's going to be in the interwebs. But that said, next week, tune in to Lulu's because we want to teach everybody out there how to get on Pitmasters. To pay attention to the rules, look what they tell you to do, and just make it happen, bro. We're going to get you on.
Just be yourself. Isn't that right, Randy? Just be yourself.
Absolutely.
Right. We'll get into that next week, though. You know,
unless you're dumbass.
The first of the year, yeah, and we'll teach you how to win pit managers by cutting chicken in half.
Yeah,
oh, you went there, buddy. I know you didn't.
I thought.
Thank you,
Mr. Lulu. Thank everybody for listening tonight to the Lulu Soul Smoking Radio Show and the Southern Crump Barbecue Circus with Randy and Allen, Randy Hill and Andy Allen on the Lulu Soul Smoking Radio Show. We'll catch y'all back next week. Make sure you tune in because I can done tell you it's going to be a circus. What'd you say?
I didn't hear what Andy said, man. I got a steak I got to go eat, man. I could have said something an hour and a half ago. Hey, thanks so much, Coach.
Life.
You have a good night.
Big love, chicken grease. Bye.
Bye.